a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex, Keery, and Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us this evening, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Set of five. We had a fun Monday so far, Scott. So far, so good. Only halfway there, though, so don't pat yourself on the back yet, okay?
No, stay in the moment.
Here's the deal. So we just had our MVPs. We now have our 805 cut. I've got a lot of things I want to say, and it's about LeBron James. And it might not necessarily – if you're a fan of the Lakers, I – encourage you to tune out because you might not like some of the things we're about to say. So here you go. It's our 805 cut.
KSL's Unrivaled.
Oh, I played the wrong one. Sorry. Jeez. That's my fault. Scott, while I find that, you just keep treading water here for me, would you?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if you're a fan of LeBron James, you know, move to Los Angeles. I mean, come on.
Don't be born in Utah and become a Lakers fan for no reason. I mean, please.
So here's what's hard. LeBron's just hard for me.
I've got the 805 cut here, Scott. We'll listen to that, and then you get into your part about how much you hate LeBron. Because I love it.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, now we're serious, Scott. You were saying LeBron James.
Well, look, he's been amazing. I mean, he's a great talent. He's a great player. You know, there's some people say, yeah, he just runs over you. I mean, he really does. I mean, I know a lot of people love him. I know he's good. I get all that stuff, but I just there's a vibe that comes off of him that just. I'm just not a fan. I think as some folks have put it, everything kind of is about him, and you know, just his attitudes about things, the way he plays, and I just don't like the bot championships. And look, I'm a lifelong Utah Jazz. I mean, I'm a card carrying member of the Utah Jazz. And when they lost to the Bulls in the finals, and I was as mad as I was at Michael Jordan, I still appreciate Michael Jordan. I think he's someone, and maybe Michael Jordan's a jerk, whatever. I don't know, but I'm just telling you, there's just something about Michael Jordan to me that's just makes him. It's like I can respect it. I can just respect it so much more.
And is it because of the whole? Well, part of the thing is that LeBron is very opinionated about a lot of things. This happens, you know, in some sports, I've noticed this too. When you start to struggle, it's easy to start pointing fingers and go, yeah, I mean, I haven't had – Russell Wilson right now, he can always go, yeah, I just haven't had the protection. You guys know. It's hard. I want to fight there for my teammates, but it's hard when I got people in my face. And those are code words for this isn't my fault at all, you know, and because you don't want to take any of that blame. LeBron last year, when they came out with the play-in tournament, the top 10 or the 10, 9, 8, and 7 seeds fighting for a spot to keep going in the playoffs, LeBron said it. He got on Twitter and said, look, when you have your teams out there fighting for this thing, And he throws out some like teams that obviously you're like, it's cute for them. You got your Pelicans, you got your Kings, you got your whoever's. You know, he's basically like a bunch of teams I don't think about very much because we're the number one seed in the West. I think it's great. I think it's great for the game. I think it's an amazing thing. And then this year you have him over this past weekend saying, whoever came up with this play-in tournament needs to get fired. And he threw an expletive in there for good measure. He's not messing around. He's not like making a joke about it. I know I said it last year. It was 100% him just doing the doublespeak thing that superstars do and expecting the superstar treatment of, well, LeBron says we shouldn't be doing this. I see this in other sports that I watch, Scott, where people will go, oh, yeah, we just have – I mean, we're at a total disadvantage here. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Look at these guys over here. They're obviously making it work for them. And I just think that a guy like LeBron is being totally disingenuous by saying – this play-in tournament's stupid, a year after saying it's amazing, because the Lakers actually could be on the cusp of being a part of this thing. And that scares him, because I don't think it'll be – I don't think it's going to be one of those things that he really actually – I mean, they wouldn't do that great, I think, in this whole thing, because they just haven't been together as a team.
Well, not only that, but it would be beneath them. It's like us, we have to be a part of a play-in game. And it's not just this, this whole flippant attitude about everybody else, and that they're, and I think this is probably the thing that just kind of, it really rubs me the wrong way. It was even about the All-Star game. You know, it was about picking Donovan Mitchell and picking Rudy Gobert last on the, and they joked about it. And they said, oh, Utah, phew. Well, we basically like Utah is non-existent. Like we don't even think about them. We don't even, and that's disrespectful to people. And you're this person, you know, with this voice and this platform, and my goodness, everyone listens to every word you say, and it gets tweeted, it gets retweeted, it gets all this stuff, and there's a massive responsibility that comes along with that. And you very casually disrespect other teams, you disrespect other people, and you're wanting the same for yourself. You want people to be respected and to be remembered, and you know, with all these racial issues that are happening in our country right now, and if you want to be a leader about it, then show that you respect everyone, and it's not just about you and about your agenda, or whatever works for your narrative in the moment. That's when someone becomes special and great, and someone you respect, and someone you listen to, and someone you just don't go, yeah, okay, LeBron won, big deal, or whatever, and you get kind of disappointed and dismissive about really anything they say.
Right now, Los Angeles would actually be a part of the play-in tournament. They don't have the tiebreaker against the Portland Trailblazers, and they have the exact same record. So right now, LeBron and his team would be in that seventh spot. How fun would that be? Right.
Oh boy.
If they get knocked out in that first round, I would take all these other teams for the, because then you're talking about the possibility of, you know, who the Jazz might end up facing, and that might change a little bit. I don't know, because the last thing you want is, let's say they get all the way down to that seven seed, which is a real possibility, and kind of stay there, and the Jazz are the two seed going to the playoffs. Then you have to play. Then you could be playing the Lakers in the first round, the first round of your playoffs after the play-in, right? And so, I don't know which one I want. I mean, on the one hand, it's always good to beat the Lakers.
Yeah,
too.
You know what's hard. You know what's hard, or I guess it's not hard. In this case, it's kind of enjoyable. Like we're talking about the Lakers having to play a play-in game, and that's awesome. Like that may be the best discussion we've ever had on our show ever. But it's all these great players and these great teams, and in their moment, in their glory, man, they look like they will never, ever lose again. Like, they'll just keep doing this year after year after year. And it's just so hard to win championships. And it's so hard to keep that up because your bodies get old and they break down, and you see these as these players get older. I mean, here we have Steph Curry and LeBron James really at the bottom of the standings in the Western Conference. And that's insane. And that's insane.
For a shot to get into the playoffs.
Just to get into the playoffs. Yeah.
And the Jazz are the number one seed right now. Like, that's that's crazy, right? I mean, like, they could end up being the number one team in a year that the Lakers, with LeBron being injured for quite a lot of it, to be sure, The Golden State Warriors depleted, certainly, again. But still, these are former MVPs. These are world champions. They know what it takes to get there, and they're not going to be there, maybe. And move over. Make room for new superstars like Donovan Mitchell. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. Yes, the Jazz have just tipped off against the San Antonio Spurs here in Salt Lake City. We'll have a score update for you on the way back. And we'll also, I mean, it's going to be like a really early score update. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL5 Television is going to join us. We're going to chat a little bit with him about the weekend in sports it was and the future of the Utah Jazz. Stay with us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.